I'm really happy to be here at this time. Every year, we've been working overseas for the past almost 10 years. And we used to live out in Puyallup. And then we moved around, and then we didn't have an address here in the United States. So we sold our house when we went to China. And we were there for 7 years. And mainly we stayed in one city in Xiamen. So we stayed there, we fell in love there, and we had to say goodbye. And then God opened the door for us to go to Saudi Arabia. So everybody were just really surprised, you know. In China, and then you go to Saudi Arabia. Why would you want to go to Saudi Arabia? Well, there's a couple of reasons. And of course, this is more practical reason. We love China. The only problem is we cannot survive there for too long. So if we have to come back to the United States, we cannot survive in a, with the China salary. Even though we love ministry and things like that going there, we were independent. We don't have any basically church or anything, so we were going that way. Anyway, I think Paul was a tent maker, right?
Oh yeah.
So we are tent makers, so and then the Lord opened the opportunity for us to go to Saudi Arabia. This is an amazing story in how that door was opened. Because we were looking for some opportunities to teach. Okay. Alright. One day I was looking through my email. Normally, when you look at the junk mail, you want to kind of delete. But I looked at this particular email. It says offering a job in Saudi Arabia. I was ready to press the button. And but open up, and then they wanted me to go immediately. So I said, I want to go in September. I'm not finished with my assignment in Xiamen. So, but anyway, they gave me a month to make the decision. And then, amazing thing is that I never had an interview.
Okay.
So, but anyway, yeah, it was a challenging year for me. And then for the first few months, Ellen was waiting in Xiamen and in the U.S. for another job for Saudi Arabia. So we came separately under separate sponsorship. We had to be single again. Well, because we come in a single status, sponsorship, we had to live separately and do everything separate. So in 30 years of marriage, the first time we have to be separated. But anyway, it was a little difficult and adjustment time for us. And a lot of things that went through my mind and then her mind and everything. So it took a little bit of rough water, and then the second year, the Lord opened us a door for the same sponsorship in the same school. Couple of things, and as far as that is concerned, you know, sometimes when we think of God's calling, and maybe only God called different people to different things. Some of them are really basically focused. This is the mission that God has. Sometimes we wonder, you know, when God changes different things, you know, I mean, from China to Saudi Arabia, it's a very, very different direction. I think when we are open to what God wants to teach us, He can teach us a lot of things. I guess one thing for my mind when we're going to Saudi Arabia, how can we adjust to the life over there? Well, we still have struggles how to adjust to the life there. But I guess one thing the Lord reminded me. Yeah, He said, the Lord said, there are millions of people living there. Some of them are believers, most of them are not. They believe in, of course, is Islam. But they survive in the daily life. I guess you can think of, this is not a good comparison, but it gives us an idea. Jesus was from heaven, right? He came to earth, and He had to be confined to a body, to the life that's around Him. So we are going to a place. God will help us to adjust. So there are millions of people living there, they are adjusting to the life. But anyway, I will give you a little bit of the taste of the life in Saudi Arabia. First of all, we cannot have a meeting like this. Unless it is in a compound. So that's the only way that we can do it. If it's in a public place, men and women will not be together. So women will have to enter in another exit. and on the entryway. And men will have to come in a separate entrance. When this is in just about everything that they do in the society. You go to the restaurant. Mostly men. If women wants to eat in the restaurant, the restaurant, if they have a separate room, they will have to go to the separate room. And then I can go with my wife to a restaurant if I accompany her into the
separate room.
So that was a hard adjustment. Secondly, the five times a day. Prayer time. One thing is 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Every day. They have this loudspeaker going. So I kind of disturb your sleep when you have to get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. In Riyadh, there's every 100 yards they have a mosque. So and then in the middle of the day there are maybe four more, right? So when they have the prayer time, business close. Banks close. So if you are shopping somewhere, the shop close. So you have to work your schedule around the prayer time. Oh, except the traffic does not stop. They allow the hospital to go to do their thing. Okay. So in that one, I guess God is teaching us some lesson too. I mean, you have a society that so much their whole life, the way they eat, the way they dress, the way they think, the way they go to school, the way they do everything is for Allah, for their God. So in that one sense, they are used to doing this day after day. But I praise God, our God is not confined to that form. But I'm also reminded sometimes we take for granted the freedom that we have. There are many sincere, many, just maybe 90% of the people who are sincere that believe that Allah is their true God. Sometimes we take for granted the God who's with us, and that we are not approaching Him as much with reverence. God is with us. We can go anywhere, we can talk with Him anywhere. How much do we actually practice that? Do we put Him aside in our life? Maybe certain important things, then we talk with Him. Other things we don't talk with him.
其他时候我们就不找他。
Do you pray when you drive?
当你在开车的时候你祷不祷告啊?
I pray in Saudi Arabia.
我在加乌加拉伯的时候我开车我就祷告。
You know why?
为什么?
Because in Saudi Arabia,
因为在加乌加拉伯,
if you want to make a left turn,
你要左转的话,
people can go from the right side of you making a left turn.
人家可以也这样就插进来了。
So I pray every day, so I'm not going to hit somebody. So, but anyway, these are the practical things. But also some great things that God is doing in Saudi Arabia. The gospel may be difficult for us to talk with one on one, but we can show that we are different from them, and we can live as much of a moral life as they do. But I teach in the evening school sometime. And then during the evening time, they have two prayers. So when we pray, when they, right in the middle of a session, somebody will knock on the doors, everybody had to go to prayer. So I'm the exception, I don't go. So in that one sense, I'm showing to them I am different than them. I can worship my God. I don't have to. But there are many, many Christians who are living in Saudi Arabia. And some of them have suffered for their faith. We were in a house fellowship. We have this Indian pastor. He's been there about 26 years.
You mean Asia India or America
India? Asia India. And then he'd been in jail a few times. Bringing Bibles in and doing other things. Because he was bringing Bible in, he got in. He went to jail. So that's only some of the things that happened. But he has a little fellowship with the people from India and other. Mostly from India and Pakistan. Yeah, there are many Indian Christians and there are many Pakistani Christians as well. But anyway, from this little fellowship, the outreach to other parts of Asia and Africa. So from this small group, from the offering that they get to build three churches in Nepal. I have it in my email. I could show those pictures to you. And then he wanted to start even church in Bangladesh. And one testimony about one house, one church in Nepal. They've been praying that the Lord will give them a building. They were praying for 15 years. And then this pastor came along, and then had enough funds to build this church. They don't have electricity up in the high mountains of the Himalayas. So they had this solar panel. So even the community come in during the rest of the week. Students coming there, using the light, they were studying. But anyway, just letting you know a little bit about what there are Christians from Sudan, from Ethiopia, and many from South Africa. So it's an exciting thing to go there, then you meet people from all nations who are worshiping God. God is preparing the Middle East. A lot of things are happening in the Middle East. You hear the news every day, what's happening. God is preparing for His coming. So, He wants the Middle East to be touched. One great thing that He's doing is through the gospel of satellite. A lot of Arabic Christian programs that are beaming right into the heart of Saudi Arabia. Anyway, just praise the Lord that we can be there.
And
just pray with us. And maybe just one small little thing that I can mention. I know the Arab rising, it happened very quickly. There is a hunger within the Arab world for freedom. How much more Christians should really share? The real true freedom is in Jesus. And the medium that they used was Twitter and Facebook and, you know, Google and all this.
YouTube.
So this is a thought that came to me. Why Christians don't utilize this medium to reach the world? And so I guess I work with a church that has all the video equipment. So I work with them. I propose to them, why don't we make a little YouTube presentation? Yeah. But anyway, I can talk more. But that's one thing that you can pray with us, pray with me. Of course, we work with the students, pray that our relationship with the students, and then for this project as well. Thank you.
Okay, we'll again pray for you, Guy, and when you're leaving?
Tomorrow.
South California, then they'll go there. Okay. May God be with you. In His presence, you will do a great thing.